the pain of rejection, the sorrow of separation from those we love, the grief death brings. Who would volunteer to bear these burdens if they actually were someone else's, especially if those plagued by pain and sorrow were getting what they had asked for by their own criminal conduct? Jesus Christ willingly suffered all kinds of pain and grief that belonged to others. We think of him nailed to a cross, but he lived with suffering too. We think of those who sent him to the cross and stood by and mocked him, but his suffering was also the result of our sinful actions. The guilt was ours. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. That the Son of God should want to become one of us, that's a great mystery. But even greater is this: he became our substitute under the terrible burden of sin's consequences. But the mystery is made plain in a single word. He loved us. Still does.